This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
King and D, we're a mess, but we make it funny. King and D, there's just always bloody something. King and D, just two housemates with a dream. King and D, if you don't like us, you're dead to me. Dead to me, dead to me. If you don't like us, you're dead to me. Dead to me, dead to me. If you don't like us, you're dead to me.
Ooh, that's a chill in the air.
That's a chill in the air, King.
Welcome to
Key and Do the podcast.
Winter edition.
Oh my God. Guys, the weather's changed.
There's a crisp, crisp chill in the air.
You're having porridge for breakfast.
I'm eating porridge right now and it's not even breakfast. It's 3 p.m.
I know. Why are you eating porridge at
3
p.m.?
I don't know. I don't have food in my house and it's winter. I can do what I want.
She can do what she wants. The window is open and it's real cold.
You're wearing a singlet.
And I've not got a bra on. My nipples could cut glass.
Motley Crue.
Rock on.
Rock on. Ratchet. We're just doing a little catch-up episode this week, aren't we?
Yeah.
It's the middle of the season. Not winter, the podcast season.
Yeah.
So we thought we'd just like touch base, see how everyone's doing.
Our lives.
What's like, the seasons have changed and so have we.
Yeah. So basically we put a song out last week.
Yeah.
Winter Woman.
A different woman.
Because we feel we've changed inside.
Yeah.
As soon as, you know, Halloween, goodbye.
The first leaf.
The first leaf fell, then our lives would never be the same.
All of a sudden, I'm like, Dee, what are you doing? She's like, I'm just going to an exhibition.
Yeah.
I'm at the Tate.
I'm baking a cottage pie.
Yeah, I'm like, going to see a movie at Soho Prince Charles Cinema.
Stunning.
It's just like a 75mm.
Oh, a babe.
Stanley Kubrick recut, director's cut.
I'm constantly on my MUBI. I'm watching art house films.
MUBI
I'm
account.
Watching foreign language films. I'm doing, you know, all of the arty things.
I mean, I honestly, the other week, I went to an exhibition on a Sunday evening at 7 p.m.
Honey, Winter Woman.
Does it get any more Winter Woman than that?
You're a Winter Woman.
Art installation.
You see what happens? We change.
Guys, embrace it. Like, summer is amazing. Summer has its own magic.
Summer exhausted me, though. I'm not going to lie.
But summer is exhausting. Let's talk about it. Summer is fucking exhausting. You can't be inside.
No.
Because the sun's shining. And we live in England.
Yeah.
So if you're inside when the sun is shining, you're wasting your fucking life. So you got to get out. So don't do any work.
So my bank must be like, what the hell is this woman doing?
Yeah.
Like,
someone at your bank is just watching.
He's just going,
oh my God, watching all your transactions, being like,
this
what is
silly
this crazy
cow.
Bitch doing?
What is this? The Spurs,
Broadway
Market. Wine, more wine. Wine. Yeah, wine.
Wine Zara, Wine Zara, Zara,
Wine Zara.
Yeah, but now in winter, you know, we're not spending as much.
No.
Because we're not really going out so much. We're like, we're recycling our turtlenecks.
Yeah, we are.
You know, we're like what, layering.
I'm fuming about. I went into and get all my like nice woolen clothes out of my fucking moths have been at them. I'm fuming.
Fuming.
Like a 60 quid top and then a £100 top.
Can't do anything about it.
I hate them. I hate these little moths. Like I was like, I hate you.
I hate you.
It's cuffing season.
It is. And I am cuffed. Fully
what
cuffed.
What with cufflinks over here? With
cufflinks. You're dangling. They're dangling in the air. Someone's got them in and someone's trying to get you.
Someone's trying to get it around your wrist. Yeah, I know. Let's see what's going to happen. I think I'm very much like, I don't want to. I'm like, right, I'm single.
Yeah.
I really don't want to have a replay of last time.
Yeah, I get that. But I think this time, just on a fundamental level, energetically, feels
fucking
so
different.
Different. Yeah. Just a lovely person. Like, even your vibe, you're not like shaking like
anxious.
A leaf.
Oh my God.
You're happy.
So funny when you compare when you were like dating someone before or seeing someone. Yeah. And like what that person did to my nervous system.
Yeah, crazy.
Was so bad.
But you don't realize it at the time because it feels like excitement. It feels like sexiness and excitement.
Yeah.
But then I think when you meet someone who's actually emotionally available, you realize, oh my God, I was mentally ill. That person made me mentally ill.
Yeah. And you're like give so many excuses to that person because there's good stuff there or sex is great.
Sex
or,
is always great.
Well, you know, they go, hey, look at this flower. Let's smell this flower. Yes. I'm like, wow, I want to smell a flower.
Wow, he's teaching me how to smell flowers. I smell flowers so differently now.
No, and then dating this other guy, he's just like really fucking
you just
sweet
have a laugh.
And funny.
Can I say that he's northern?
Sexy, he's northern.
I am obsessed with the fact that like, you're dating a northerner. I don't know why you haven't. I mean, you have done that once before, but then that was a pretty good relationship.
I think it's really interesting, isn't it? Because I was watching these things. I, you know, Chantel's always sending me things.
Chantel,
like,
shout
you
out
need to watch this on avoiders. This is avoidant attachment style.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
And it's so funny. And it's this lady, what's her name? She's talking about how you think you want this specific type of person and then you go for that type all the time and it doesn't work out because there's a reason why it doesn't, because I don't bloody know what I'm saying.
Babe, all I'm saying is you've come home. You've come home to yourself. You've come home to northern man. And I love it. I love that. I've never dated an Australian man, but I imagine like it would feel quite nice to be able to have the same reference point.
Whenever I picture an Australian man, I just picture wearing flip-flops around London in like summer.
That's accurate.
I just see a big flip-flop.
A flip-flop and a mullet. Yeah, that's kind of what I see too.
Who are those boys that do them? Oh.
Uninspired, unemployed.
Oh, they are so fit.
So fit.
They are so hot.
And you know the best thing about that is you fancy the one that I don't fancy and I fancy the one that you don't fancy.
I now do fancy the one that you fancy. No, it's mine. Real fit.
I think they have girlfriends and we're not available.
And I mean, I'm not a boyfriend. I've not got no
dangling
boyfriend.
Those cuffs.
Yeah, no, it's just it's so funny as well because I'm dating like as a guy. He's younger as well. I've never done that before.
Yeah, I have. Didn't end so well for me, but I have high hopes.
I mean, I've slept with boys that are younger before, like a 24-year-old.
Yeah.
And
how was that?
Yeah, he's good. He's a sexy boy. He's a sexy boy.
You know what he's doing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Definitely.
Well, just going on from what we said in our agony aunt last week, you know. Sex gets better as you get older. Like, honestly, the sex after your 30 with both men and women. Oh,
you just know what you want. You're not
so
afraid.
Good.
Like, I'm just not afraid to be vocal. And even this guy is younger than me. He's just, fuck it, he's so fit.
Yeah.
He's well sexy. Reminds me of like a young Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah, you keep saying that.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm going to stop talking about that.
Yeah, great. Amazing.
But yeah, it's fun.
Yeah.
What else is going on?
I had a conversation with someone about attachment styles when you said avoidant.
Yeah.
And it happened the other day and we were on the train and we were like chatting and I was like, do you know what attachment style you're on? He's like, yeah, I think I'm an avoidant. And then this woman, it was so funny, this woman opposite us on the train just looked up from her book and just looked at me and was like, oh my God. Like we both got so triggered. I was like, you're not an avoidant. I don't think he fully understood what it meant. A lot of people think there's only two, avoidant and anxious.
Yeah.
But secure is like...
There's a secure, anxious attacher, yeah, avoidant. There's an anxious avoider.
There's all kinds now. There's all kinds because it's like a full spectrum. So there's like secure, and that's kind of the most desirable state, I guess, because you're like... And the other ones are called insecure attachment styles. So there's avoidant... And then there's anxious, but then on the avoidant spectrum, there's all these other ones. So there's like dismissive avoidant. Mm. And then on the anxious spectrum, there's things like anxious preoccupied. But really, they're both operating from the same place of insecurity. They're just manifesting in different ways.
Well, like different people that you're with can bring out different sides of you,
can't
they?
Oh my God, yeah, totally. And I think that everyone's goal is to end up in a secure space. But there is the thing called the anxious avoidant loop where they go for the same.
Yeah.
You go like it because you both.
The toxic cycle.
It's a toxic cycle because you're both fulfilling what you expect out of each other. Because the avoidant avoids love because they find it suffocating and they find it too much and la la la. And then so they pull away and then the anxious person feels that person pull away and then they cling on and then it's like this like
sounds fucking exhausting.
It's exhaust, but this is why dating is so, you have to be aware of this stuff, like go and read the book and like know, do the quiz, because
do the quiz. What are you?
Well, this is so funny, I did the quiz and I'm actually secure.
I'm a secure, I did the quiz,
but in my last relationship don't think I that would have happened because
I'm a anxious attacher.
The person that I was with was definitely an avoidant, so like it made me more anxious, but now the person that I'm with is not like that at all. And I was like, let me do this quiz again and just see, secure. And that just shows if you're with the right partner who's giving you what you need emotionally, you can, everyone can be secure.
Everyone can be secure.
And I bet if you had done it with the guy that you were dating before this one, you would have been anxious.
No, I'm not. Oh. I'm not. I know my dating style. I'm definitely a secure person.
Well, you seemed pretty anxious.
We were dealing with someone whose behavior was just not
normal.
But yeah, that was just like, it was frustrating.
Yeah,
frustrating, but I'm definitely secure. Like my 5 years secure, 2 years secure, but he was slightly avoidant. So
you can
it
have
turns...
sprinkles of summer.
Yeah, if anything, I'm secure, slightly under, but I'm a bit of an avoider as well.
Yeah, but like I'll start
dating someone and I'll like try and pick flaws in them.
But an anxious person is an avoider as well because they're not actually being honest with themselves or the other person a lot of the time. They're just trying to be whoever the person they're dating needs them to be. And that's not honest. That's like the whole thing. And I think the myth is that the avoidant is actually the desirable state, because I think we live in a world that rewards avoidance a bit more, like detached, like dating. It's like whoever cares less wins, or like don't text them first, all this kind of stuff. Like that's avoidant behavior. And I feel like we're rewarded with that. And us more anxious leaning folk are kind of like looked down on in a way, but it's all coming from the same place. We all just want to be loved.
Yeah, it's so weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, I'm doing things in my head of like, you know, I didn't expect to be dating someone younger.
Yeah.
And like that's not really on my like my plan. And so I'm doing all these things in my head to sort of like
talk yourself out.
But then when you like you see that person, you're like, oh, you did know.
Yeah, you can't ignore that feeling. You know, when you're with someone and you're like, oh my God, like I just know. Like,
yeah. I mean, I've seen them a few times, so just... You bloody know, little Miss Know over here.
Yeah, I do, always.
And what else is going on?
What else is going on?
Bloody Matthew Perry.
Matthew Perry. Oh, that was sad. I think you would have been sadder than me because you know I don't like Friends.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how you can't like Friends.
I just think it's stupid.
I think you're stupid. Yes.
Because you guys always watched it during lockdown.
I tell you what it is. Friends, it's been scientifically proven that for our generation of people, like it literally decreases our anxiety levels. The minute that it's heard in the background, it's like home.
It increases my anxiety.
Well, you're just little Miss Weirdo.
Yeah. Do you know what?
It's so clever and smart. And Matthew Perry's humor style is so unique.
He's always like, no, 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 no. That's what he does.
Yeah,
all the
but
time.
He's just different.
Sorry,
don't
no,
be
he's
swagging off the dead, rolling in his grave.
Oh, it's so sad though, because he died alone in his jacuzzi, and that really made me sad. That's such an LA way to die.
Have you seen all this conspiracy thing though about this Batman thing about him?
No.
So basically, before he passed away, his like last like five posts were all to do with Batman, and he was like Matman. I know, and he did a memoir a while ago saying something like he referred to his dad as Superman and him as Batman. And it's something about, he said, if I'm ever in trouble, just know the words Batman. are going to be said. So a while ago, if you look back on, I was doing in some investigating.
I was doing some investigating.
If you look back, he's like 5 posts and people were writing underneath it like he's hardcore fans going, Matt, are you okay? What's going on about Batman?
Oh my God, that's so creepy.
Yeah, it's crazy. I don't really know what's going on.
Well, we don't really know what happened now, do we?
No.
It's shrouded in mystery.
I know, but he will be missed. It's really tragic.
It is tragic. And I think why people feel so passionately about Friends, and I read somewhere that we as human beings, because life is so stressful, we always look for things. We like to rewatch movies, listen to the same music because we know the outcome.
Yeah, exactly.
And they always say when you're in an anxious state, don't watch like a movie that you've never seen before or read, you know, like something that like you can guarantee what the outcome is going to be. And Friends is just like, you just know they're going to be in that flat, aren't they?
Yeah, they're going to be having a nice time.
Just having a lovely time.
Although I do like to watch horror films when I'm anxious because that's a thing.
Weird.
Well, no, it's a thing that people with anxiety watch horror films to make themselves feel better because, you know, when they get, well, like, if someone's running down the street stabbing someone with a knife, I go, all right, well, that's not me.
Oh, like it could be worse.
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, it basically makes you feel safer in your life. Like, oh, actually, everything's not that bad.
No, that makes me think maybe that could happen to me one day and then I'm more anxious.
Well,
that's crazy.
I'm not going to lie, it could happen.
No, but sometimes you've been like, yeah, I watched like fucking Saw 3 to get to sleep. I'm like, that is crazy.
This film I really want to see called Talk to Me. Apparently, it's fucking terrifying.
What's it about?
All these teenagers, like, I don't know, they find something in it that like possesses them and it apparently it's so scary. I might watch it by myself tonight.
I might watch the synopsis on Wikipedia. I might read the synopsis.
I know,
I
whenever
that.
We watch a film, you always read what's going to happen first.
I'm like, I love it.
Little freak.
I listened to the entire Britney Spears autobiography.
Yeah.
I thought that it was read by, when I saw it pop up on Audible, it said read by Michelle Williams. I was like, Michelle Williams from Destiny's Child.
Oh my.
Get it. I was like into the idea. And then I put it on. I was like, no, it's Brokeback Mountain, Michelle Williams. What? I'm surprised you haven't read it, being her number one impersonator.
I'm very good at Britney.
You are really good at Britney.
I am going to do. I've been waiting for the right moment.
It's scandalous.
Yeah. So I'm not going to read it. You said do the podcast, right?
Do the audiobook.
Audio. Yeah. Sorry. Not the podcast. Britney's podcast. Hi. It's Britney.
I love painting.
Yeah. Free
but
Britney.
But it made me, what was great about it is it made me understand her Instagram and her social media presence. Like, you know how there's so much crazy shit about Britney online. Like, there's conspiracies that she's actually dead. Like, la, 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 la. But it's because her Instagram's fucking weird. But when you read the book, you're like, she basically says that after she had her babies, she became like a child because she had postnatal depression that really never got looked after or diagnosed. Fucking Justin Timberlake strumming a guitar while she's having an at-home abortion.
Absolutely not. That's the worst.
That's
anyway.
Like me and you. Like,
I'd get that guitar and I'd hit him over the head with it. But like, absolutely back off.
D sent me a video.
Oh my God.
This is how much... We actually maybe once a month we'll send each other, if there's any man with a guitar near us, we'll send it to each other and be like, rather be dead. Like, this guy had it out of the party.
It was a Halloween party the other night and we were locked in a bedroom and he just like, I heard the guitar
strumming
from the other room and I walked in. I was like, and I just sent just him playing with no context whatsoever. Yeah. No words.
No
just
words.
To King,
just that.
And all he knew was Oasis.
Yeah.
Classic.
Yeah. So there's lots of like really interesting bits in it like that, you know, and then like Kevin Federline. Jesus,
oh,
I mean, fucking.
Just wasn't protected at all.
My name is in
Zora. Could you imagine, though, like coming into the world as Britney Spears and actually, like, what a life, what a name, what a career, what a woman.
Yeah.
And then it just being so damaging. Like, actually, it was such a blessing and a massive curse.
Yeah. No, it was. But I think her family, like, just fucking didn't see her as a human being anymore. They just saw her as this, like,
it's
commodity.
Really crazy.
Like, I just couldn't believe, like, she was saying when she was having a mental breakdown, her mom was doing a book tour talking about her mental breakdown. I was like, on what planet? So yeah, I really enjoyed it because it made me understand the ins and outs of it a lot more. And now when I see her naked on Instagram, I'm just like, yeah,
honey,
get it.
Get those knives out.
Get it.
Honey, if you want to dance with two knives,
honey.
Go into that kitchen.
No, like,
get the carving knives and do your little dance.
Do your little dance. Like, you've earned that because...
Do what the fuck you want to do.
You've had a horrible time of it the last 15 years.
It is her way of expressing herself, isn't it? Those little dances.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
it is quite jarring when I wake up sometimes at 6 a.m. and it's literally the first. I just screenshotted it the other day. I was like, literally woke up and she was just there with two knives. Why, dancing.
What was the knives about?
Babe.
What was about?
She does a little dance. She gets knives out and dances.
Oh, dear.
She's okay. Happy. She's happy doing it. My friend Josh went as her for Halloween. I was like, as the dance, like as the costume with the knives. Yeah. I was like, you win.
You win.
But we love Britney.
What was the best Halloween costume you saw on the weekend?
People ask me this. I don't know.
No one stood out.
No one stood out, really. No. I went to a really fun party, though, actually.
Did
Hallows
you?
Eve. That yeah. was really fun.
Yeah.
And Sophie Ellis Bexter played.
Cool.
Murder on the Dance Floor.
It's a good Halloween song, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, Murder on the Dance Floor. And I was just snogging all night.
Nice.
It was really nice.
Gorgeous.
You didn't dress up, did you?
No, I didn't do anything. I went to a poetry night on Halloween.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Poetry.
I love the song.
Slagging about.
Slagging about. What different lives we lead, but we always end up on this sofa.
Yeah. I mean, I like to go to things like poetry.
Well, you
like
do now, because it's winter.
Oh, yeah, I'm a winter woman.
Winter woman.
We should play the Winter Woman song.
Shall we?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, let's do it. Line it up, Saf.
Is it a chill in the air? I think it is, Dave. Wow. There's a new me calling. Now the leaves are falling. The temperature has changed. And my soul feels the same. Put away those summer dresses. And all those silly kisses. Put on my winter coat, cause the old me's gotta go. Might put on my beret, go to a movie in town at midday. Then I'm off to the Tate to see an exhibition. And nobody's coming with me, cause I've got something to do about how I've changed since June. I'll never be the same. Now the weather's changed. Now the weather's changed. I will never be the same. I'm a different woman. I might start a block. I might get a dog. Bake a focaccia. Pumpkin spice me up. Cause I'm a winter woman. Put on Gilmore Girls. It's a whole new world. Wear my Eric curls. It is a whole new world. Cause I'm a winter woman. Not gonna socialize. That's just so July. I'll just sit and cry, but with a hopeful smile. Cause I'm a winter woman. Winter woman, a different woman. Winter woman, a different woman. Winter woman, a different woman. Cause I'm a winter woman. A winter woman, a different woman. Winter woman, a different woman. Winter woman, a different woman. Cause I'm a winter woman. Say goodbye to ice cream. But I ain't no ice queen. I said love in my heart. We got love in our hearts. Say goodbye to ice cream. But I ain't no ice queen. Cause winter's about to start. I'm a winter woman. Winter woman, a different 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 woman. Why? Cause I'm a winter woman. Hard to move me on. As the first leaf fell, I knew my life would change. Cause I'm a winter woman. I love you.
So that's our number one. It's Christmas number one.
I know.
Winter woman, can we please try and get it to...
How do we do that? We need to get it on Spotify.
If anyone out there who's like technical knows how we can get a song on Spotify, smart.
We should know. We are very well connected in the music industry.
I know, but we say this every 3 months.
Why can't we get a song on Spotify?
Like, someone put it on Spotify. Please.
I've heard the most shite on Spotify. Yeah. How are we not on there?
Yeah.
I mean, we should ask. Do you think we should get our songs on there?
Yeah, what do you think? We do get often comments saying, but I think because we don't put as many songs out these days.
No.
Well,
we're juggling a podcast
as well.
Babe,
we're fucking career
women.
We're
agony ants. We're juggling a podcast.
We're
editing our video.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we haven't got time.
We haven't got any time.
Well, let's do it. I think we should do it. I think we should make it happen.
Let's make it happen.
Will of the people.
Let us know your winter woman plans.
Yeah, what's the most winter woman thing that you guys are going to do this winter?
I just want to lock myself indoors and have loads of sex and drink loads of red wine and make real nice pies.
Sex and pies.
It's the season of mash.
It is. I haven't had mash.
Mashed potato season.
I haven't had mash since February.
Honey. I'll be mashing those
spuds.
All winter long.
Oh, well, you will now because you've got a northern boyfriend, so.
I don't have a boyfriend. Boyfriend. My fucking boyfriend. Absolutely not be saying that word. Back off, Missy.
Yeah, no, I can't wait. You do a good, great mashed potato.
You do a good mashed potato.
Thank you.
I'm sure the people don't want to hear about our potatoes. We're rambling.
Yeah.
All right, well, we'll speak to you soon. Yeah. It's really weird. We say like goodbye and talk to people. It's like,
watching our little files on the computer. But you are out there.
You are
audience.
Out there.
And we love you.
Sleepless in Seattle.
Sleepless in Seattle.
We miss you. We love you.
And may also, the winter be with you.
Yeah. And also, can I just say really, really quickly? Mm-hmm. I'm presuming that people listen to our podcast.
I hope so.
Watch our videos. Imagine if people like just stumbled on our podcast but didn't actually follow us on Instagram and didn't know that we did songs.
Well, that would be psychotic. It's all one package.
I mean, if you can think about it, yeah. It might be happening.
To be fair,
there.
Though, I actually, that raises a good point. I don't follow all the people I listen to on podcasts.
No, I don't.
Oh, guys, please go to our Instagram. There's a whole other, like, array
of world
skills
waiting for you.
Yeah.
We can do it all. All right. Cheers for the best. Take care.
Bye.
We'll see you soon. When follow us on TikTok at Kindy.
I was doing background music.
Follow us on Instagram at Kindy, TikTok at Kindy Show.
Yeah.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
God, what a load of shines.
Kindy, if you don't like us, you're dead to me, dead to me, dead to me. If you don't subscribe, you're dead to me, dead to me, dead to me. If you don't give us 5 stars, you're dead to me, dead to me, dead to me. If you don't follow us on Instagram, you're dead to me, dead to me, dead to me. If you don't like us, you're dead to me.
Insanity Group.